June 23rd, it's Thursday. Hey everybody, David Garrett here, welcome. Overdue, been slacking off, been goofing off, just running around wild, aimlessly. It's just been crazy. Anyway, how are you? How are you? It's Thursday, we're almost done with the work week. We've got a weekend coming up, but it's going to be a busy one because, again, just because it's the weekend doesn't mean you stop hustling, doesn't mean you stop grinding. It just means you're allowed now to change your focus, and that's a good thing. So keep it up. Keep it up. Anyway, today is Thursday, and it's hashtag Training Thursday. So if you've seen my video on YouTube or on my Facebook page, you know what I'm talking about this week. And that's right, it's a message to managers. And it's just one of those things. I've been guilty of it too. I've slacked off. If I don't have reminders to remind me, I will forget. But it's important to have everybody in the organization trained and give them training and constantly work their minds and constantly get them out of the rut that is their job. Because that's what happens. That's what happens when... Well, what happens is burnout. And that's what happens when people just do their job over and over again and no sign of anything to relieve some stress. They just get burned out. And as I say in my video, I like it. It's straight and to the point. You know, I call out the managers. I call out the leaders, especially those that they have no problem going out and getting training. They have no problem sending other professional staff. But what about everybody else? What about everybody else that makes the 100% of the organization? Those are the ones that really need the training. Everybody needs the training. Everyone needs training because, again, we don't know everything. But if we learn something new, then we become just that much better. And if leaders and managers overlook the fact that even the support staff and administrative staff need training and they're just left to fend on their own and you know, they just keep repeating the same old thing day in, day out in repetitive motion. Well, you know the only good thing that comes from repetitive motion? Nothing. Nothing good comes from repetitive motion. You know what does come from repetitive motion? And it's a very bad thing? Carpal tunnel syndrome. So, again, if you're just left to fend for yourself and you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, how are you going to get better? How are you going to shake things up to avoid the carpal tunnel syndrome? If all you're just being told is sit there and just use your hands, very little of your mind, because now all of this should just be second nature, that's not a good thing, folks. And that's why training is important, because you get them out there and you go a lot of out-of-the-box training, and the out-of-the-box training will lead to new ways of thinking. Creativity will get churned up, and innovation in the workplace is, well, you know what? It's kind of the call... The call to arms for the 21st century in the modern workplace is innovation. Bring changes and innovation to the workplace, and the workplace becomes better. Well, when it's coming from within and not from the outside, that the individuals that are working the front lines, the people that are answering the phones, that are welcoming the guest, those are the people that need to be bringing in that innovation, because, again, they're the front lines. They are where the bullet hits the target. That's it. Right there. That's it. And I mean by... What I mean by that is just that that's where the action is happening. That's where the hands are shaking for the first time. That's where people are viewing things for the first time. That's where it all happens. And it all begins there and it all ends there. It really does. So, that's just kind of my take on that. Well, listen, everybody. My name is Dave Guerra. It is... Tuesday, June 23rd, 2016. This has been the Daily Dave, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Promise. It is Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. My name is Dave Guerra. This is the Daily Dave, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I promise.